Blog Talk Radio.
And you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone, landline, Facebook, Twitter, however you're listening to the show, thank you guys for tuning in and welcome. 516-531-9483 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give your comments or give your opinions on today's topics, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the air. And I guarantee you, I will put you on the air. All right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in and welcome. Now, it was a great weekend. I know a lot of football now, you know, with you know, college football, pro football. I mean, the weekends are going to be packed for the guys now who are football fans, like myself and anyone else out there who loves the game of football. Now it's 77 degrees in the ATL, looking at a high today of 81. Tomorrow, possible thunderstorms, 86. Wednesday, thunderstorms, 88. Thursday, partly cloudy, 90. Friday, sunshine, 90. Saturday, sunshine, 90. Sunday, sunshine, 89. Monday, sunshine, 88. So we're looking at possibly some rain. Actually, today between 4 and 9, we might get some scattered showers at that time. And then tomorrow and Wednesday, possible thunderstorms as well. All right? That's the way it is in the ATL, right? That's the way it is in Georgia at this time of year. Okay? Now, let's see. Today's word of the day is fathom, fathom, F-A-T-H-O-M. Fathom is a verb, and it means to probe or probe or to take soundings or to measure by a sounding line or to penetrate and come to understand is fathom. He said, I can't fathom that. You know, I can't understand that. Okay, so that's what the word fathom comes to. So you take that, use it however you want. That's a great word, and you guys grab a hold of it, okay? Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, again, before I get into the show, I just wanted to say a few things about this weekend. Now, we had a great day on Saturday with the Georgia Bulldogs. They looked great on Saturday. A few other college games were really, really, really good games. I think this is going to be a great season for college football, and can't wait to see what the out will be. Now, as far as pro football, you know, officially started on Thursday, but yesterday was the official start for all other teams. Now, the Thursday night game was the official start of the regular season by the Falcons and the Eagles, but that was a horrible game on both sides of the ball. Not only the Falcons had a horrible game, but the Eagles had a horrible game as well. They just did a little less horrible than we did, and they won the game. So, you know, that's the way the ball bounces, and now we have to come and waiting for Mr. Newton to come to town, Cam Newton coming to town, coming Sunday. Okay, on this coming Sunday, he will be in the Mercedes Dome. So I don't know how things are going to turn out. Okay, I don't know how things are going to turn out, but hopefully we can get our act together and make this a good season. All right, and again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, today's show is entitled, Is Your 401k Going to Be Enough? And that's what I want to talk about. Is I wanted to talk about some of the issues of our 401k plans, because the reason I say our is because I also have a 401k plan, okay? Now, I need to be diligent with my 401k, because I've only been getting paperwork on it, and I need to go in and go online and go in and look at the hard numbers online and see exactly where I am, where I'm headed. So with that being said, I'd encourage all of you guys to do the same thing. Go in there and check it out. See where you are. See where you hit it. And see what's happened over the past few months or years or however you want to do it. Okay? But please look at what you got going on. Because the reason I wanted to do this show is not only to bring awareness to you and your 401k, but also to let you know how things are, the way things are done, the 401k. And what I mean by that is, you know, you have your 401k, you've been contributing to it, you know, every pay period, and your employer hopefully has been matching your contributions up to what they want to do with it, right? I hope you're maximizing that by putting in as much as they're putting in, right? They're going to match what you put in up to a certain amount. And now you can push more than that into your 401k, but your employer is only going to match it up to a certain amount, 3%, 4%, 5%, whatever they do, you can find that out. But you should max that out, okay? And also, you should have some other type of retirement account going, like a Roth, something like that, going as well as your 401k at work. And the reason I say that is because, you know, back in the day, before this 401k thing came about, companies set aside money for employees as a pension. So once that employee retired, I guess they used a certain amount of a certain percentage of their paychecks to add to their pensions each pay period, each month, or however they did it, so that once you retired, then pension check would start to come into play. Okay, so you'd start getting a pension, and the way that most people, you know, when you think about the older people, maybe your parents or your grandparents, you know, for sure, had a pension. And it wasn't like a 401k pension that the employer handled, right? And nowadays, like, I'm going to use my mother-in-law, for example. She retired from the state, and she has a nice pension coming in each month, and it's enough for her to live on and keep that same lifestyle that she had when she retired in place. Okay, she gets enough from her pension and you know, Social Security or whatever she gets to have a nice lifestyle, not being so worried about making ends meet in retirement. There's so many people, a lot of people now who are in retirement that can't make ends meet. Okay? And you don't want to be one of those people. So I'm saying, look at your 401k, see where it's going, and what it has been doing, because nowadays the 401k is tied to the stock market. So if your employer are using a company who manages that 401k money, and they're being very aggressive with that money, trying to make it big money for you when you retire, of course, because of those high risk investments, that could also send your 401k plummeting towards zero, right? So what I'm saying is, look at it, see what's going on. And I think if you continue to contribute to your 401k plan, that won't be a bad thing. All right, I'm not telling you to stop it and nothing like that. I'm telling you to continue to contribute to your 401k. But I don't think the 401k is going to be enough in retirement for you to continue to manage and live the lifestyle that you're used to. Okay, so we need to look at that. because, again, it's tied to the stock market, and the stock market goes up and down every day. So what does that mean? That means that pretty much your 401k is going up and down every day. So, you know, that's, you know, that's something that everyone needs to take a look at. And again, I'm not telling you to stop your 401k, anything like that. I'm telling you to continue to use your 401k, but get into something else, you know, get into some other kind of investment, if you will, you know, kind of look into that stuff, study something, something that you're interested in, something that could be good for you, good for your family. And, you know, look at something to invest your money in, or just simply, you know, open up your Roth IRA account, contributing to that each month, each pay period, or however you can. Now, I know that you know, that all of you, including myself, you know, you start to live from paycheck to paycheck, you may be able to save a little bit, you know, in your savings account or whatever here and there. But basically, you know, we're going to work to pay these bills, and then we use a little bit of money that we have left to buy food and do some things that we want to do, and you know, have that lifestyle, right? But what I'm saying is, if you want to continue your lifestyle that you're having right now, you're going to have to start some other type of retirement account. Think about it. You know, if you got 30 more years to work, man, in those 30 years, you can amass a serious retirement account outside of your 401k that will definitely take care of you once you retire. That's what I tell these young guys now. Start to save that money and get serious with it, and just let it pump it in there and let it grow. Okay, and let it grow. And with this retirement account, if you come to a situation where you need some money to take care of some type of situation that you might have within your personal life, then you can just go to the bank and get it out. It's your money, right? Not being penalized or anything for a Roth retirement account on the side. But if you don't have a Roth and you do have a situation that comes up within your personal life that you need to take care of, and you look at your 401k and you go in and say you need to pull, you know, $10,000 out of it, man, you're going to get slammed with fees and penalties for doing that. Okay, you're gonna get slammed with it. So and that's your money, right? But because it's tied into the stock market and all this stuff, they're gonna penalize you to discourage people from taking their money out of the 401k plan. Okay. Now, if you have a comment or you want to ask me a question, and if I can't answer it, I'll go out and get the answer for you, and give it to you first thing on the show tomorrow. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. And just once you get into the show, just press the number one on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the air. All right, again, we're talking about the 401k plan being enough for you in your retirement years, okay? Now, as far as the 401k in addition to your Social Security or whatever you put into Social Security that you'll be getting each month once you turn of age, then that may be enough for you to continue with your lifestyle, okay? But, you know, it may not be enough for you to continue with your lifestyle. Some people have been, some people, lots of people really haven't even, you know, contributed into the Social Security thing. Okay? Some people probably haven't. Some people may have never had a job in all their years. Okay? Some of these housewives out here may have never had a job before in their lives. So things like this, you know, we talk about money, we talk about retirement, but these are the hard facts. You got to check on that and make sure that your 401k, along with maybe Social Security or whatever else you may have, is going to be enough to give you monthly money to keep you in a certain lifestyle. All right, 516-531-9483. Now, again, I'm not, I can't stress this enough, guys. I am not telling you guys to stop your 401k. I'm not telling you that. Continue to contribute to your 401k plan each pay period. It's you know, before tax money. So you're not seeing it or touching it or anything. They're taking it out right off the top. So you don't see it, you don't touch it. So it's not a part of your budget to grab it and put it into an account. Okay? If you do that, then a lot of times you're not going to contribute. So that's why they take it right off the top out of your paycheck and put it into an account. Now, I am telling you to open up an additional retirement account on the side and start contributing to that each month. I don't know how much you have discretionary money that you can contribute to that each month, and there is a maximum per year that you are allowed to contribute, and you can't go over that. So think about that. Even if you put, you know, $50 into it every month, $100 into it every month, whatever you can afford to do, do it. Do it as a way to help you when you retire from your job. I think that'll be a great deal. I think you guys will be really good in your retirement if you handle it that way. If you handle it that way. Now, if you're skeptical about what I'm saying or whatever, talk to your financial person. Talk to your financial person and ask them about it. Ask them if you should, you know, do another retirement account on top of your 401k. Ask them. Okay? Ask them. There's nothing more, nothing better really that you can do with your money than to add another retirement account and start to save there and be able to, again, you can put your hands on that money in a Roth IRA account. You can put your hands on that money at any time. Okay? But let's say you had an IRA, a Roth IRA account right now, and it has $1,000 in it. Okay? And you need to maybe add, you know, you want to do something to your home. You don't have the cash and you don't want to go out and get a loan for it or whatever you want to do, then you can go into that account and grab that money right today. But with a 401k, you got to call, say, hey, this Frank, and I want some money out of my 401k. Well, they're going to have to do all this information. They're going to find out all this. They're going to look at your account, tell you how much you can take out, give you a loan against it, and you know, you'll have it, and you'll start to pay it back. Okay? But with the Roth, you can have that money, pay whatever you need to pay to get your work done at your house or whatever you're trying to do, and not have to pay it back. You could just keep going with your 401k, or you can just continue to contribute into your Roth as you have been, and no penalties or no worries about it. That's what I like about it, and that's exactly what I'm looking at starting here in the next couple of weeks. I have to somehow start to put money into a retirement account so that at some point when I decide to retire or your body makes you retire, you know what I'm saying, then bam, you have to have it going at that time. Now I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 922. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Laura calling from Lithia Springs. I just want to say you're giving some great advice, but on that Roth, you can pull money out, but only the money you put in. If you do pull the earnings on that Roth out, you will have to pay taxes on it. But if you just pull it out, what you have contributed yourself, then you're fine.
All right. Well, that's great information. So you're saying that this Roth account will also add, it's like an interest-bearing account?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's invested as well. I mean, they invest the funds in mutual funds just like 401ks. The big difference is that it's after-tax money as you know, opposed to pre-tax money. So that's why you're not getting penalized and stuff, because you've already paid taxes on this money. And you remember now it's supposed to be for retirement, so you really shouldn't look at it as an over-glorified savings account. You really ought to, you know, try to put it in there and not touch it. But if you, you know, are in a tight situation and you do have to, you won't have to pay taxes on the money that you contributed, only if you pull out the earnings that is made.
Well, the reason I said that about that retirement account is because I hear so many people asking about the 401k account loans and what would happen, Frank, if I go in and take out some of my money from a 401k, take out my money for 401k for buying a house or something or anything like that. So that's why I said if you start to contribute now to an IRA, a Roth IRA outside of your 401k, start putting money in it. And then when you get to the point where you need the money to put down on the house or you need the money to do this, you can just go grab it out of that account with no penalties or anything and keep going. And you still have your 401k to lay back on. You with me, caller?
Okay, yeah, but also I don't want you to, mix up the two as far as a loan and a distribution. That's totally two different things. Just a loan against your 401k without any penalties. It's only when you pull money out of your 401k. Taking a loan is actually a good option because you're paying yourself back, and that doesn't cause a taxable event at all. But when you pull money out of the 401k, that's when you're subject to all the taxes and penalties and stuff.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was alluding to is pulling money out to buy a house or something like that you know, some kind of event that you have going on that you need the money for, and if you don't want to pay it back, you're right. That's what it's going to cause penalties and taxes for you a little bit down the road. But I appreciate your call and continue to listen to the show, and thank you for your input.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So, again, guys, and I appreciate the caller there. And, that's what I like to do. And that's what I like about the show is that I can put something out here. And I have these highly educated listeners who listen to my show that can add, subtract, or, you know, really make the show worthwhile and give great information to you guys to make things happen. That's exactly what I want. I want people to call me and say, Frank, you know, this is a little bit off what you're saying. You're doing good stuff, but it's a little bit off and this and that, this and that. I like that. And that's why I do the show. All right? And that's all the show I have for you today. I appreciate you guys calling, listening, and calling in to the show. And I thank you. I thank you so much for listening to the show. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you.